do with yesterday. You want to breathe yesterday out of yourself. And that's what you're doing. You're just breathing yesterday out of yourself. That's the only intention you have in your mind right now. And as you do this, I want you to imagine that with every breath, you're getting just an inch bigger, just a little larger, and yesterday is shrinking just a little bit more. With every breath, yesterday is becoming less and less significant, and you're getting larger and bigger and more fluid and more cosmic, and it's growing. And now you look at yesterday and you think, where is it? Where's yesterday? And just for the sake of showing the difference in electricity, I want you to pull out of your memory one situation, one relationship, one conversation in which you feel powerless. Just pull one and put that situation or person right in front of you. Your intention in this exercise is to reroute an entire dynamic in terms of how you have always lost power. Now pull that memory or that relationship, the trauma, the person, and put it in front of you. Now take a deep breath and notice that you're 10 times the size of that person. You're 10 times the size of that memory. That when you look at the trauma, your life is 10 times the size of that trauma. Now, you're just doing basic mathematics here. We don't need to deal with your feelings. You're doing visual mathematics. That's all you're doing. So you're looking at the size, and you're looking at the feeling, and you take this breath, and you look and you think, what would you say to this person? If you had an opportunity, and you do right now, to speak to them in the privacy of your power, and that's the phrase, you're dialoguing from the privacy of your power. In this situation, in this moment, you might want to say, I am drawing a boundary. I am preventing any negative energy from your world to enter my world again. You can say this to a memory. You can say this to a trauma. You can say this to a person. Imagine that you're drawing a boundary and that you say to what you're looking at the opposite side, I'm preventing any of your negativity from coming over that boundary again. And use your breath. And at this point, you might want to sway a little bit with your body. You might want to move it. You might want to remind yourself that you're in your body and the whole connection has to do with yourself. You are in yourself and you want to feel yourself and see how your physical body is doing. You feeling any kind of impact in your physical body? Can you feel any twist or turn in your stomach? Do you have any kind of nervousness when you think of sitting opposite a negative trauma, a negative situation in your life? And just hold that. And you want to make note of that. Now take a deep breath and put that back in your past, because that's past. And we're going to move on for a minute. And what we're going to do is plug in to a new image, and this is how we build it. You are fully in your body. There is nothing around you but your body. You are not aware of the outside world. You have no interest in it right now. You don't want to see the outside world. You don't want to be disturbed. You don't want any force from the outside world pushing against your energy. It's just you and your energy, and you are in your body. You're completely in this body that you're in charge of. Now imagine that you are in front of a mirror and you're going to have a checklist. And here we go. We're going down the checklist. Physically, how do you like yourself? Do you like your weight? Do you like your height? Do you like your haircut? How do you feel about the way you take care of yourself? Do you like how you feed your body? Do you like how you exercise and nurture your body? Do you like how your body's aging? Do you like your makeup? Gentlemen, do you like your body? You have to feel your response to these questions. You have to feel how you feel about yourself. What is it about your physical body that you're uncomfortable with? And how much of that discomfort do you feel comes from the outside world's influence on your inside world? This is the point where you want to pause just for a second and you want to ask yourself, feel, connect to how much of how you feel about yourself comes through outside sources. What are those sources? Now take a breath, and here we go. Go back. Return to the sense that your entire seventh chakra, the top of your head, is wide open. And this time, you're breathing in a real cool energy. You don't want it hot. You don't want it warm. You want it cool. You want to feel this energy as if it were a winter breeze. You want a feeling, a sensation of polar opposite. You want cold air coming in through the top of your head. You want to feel a chill as it comes down your body. You want to feel as if you're just moving your body for warmth. And as that comes in through the top of your head, I want you to imagine that this chill is moving through your body. Why do you want it chilly? You want to feel the electricity. You want to feel animation. You want to feel a polar difference from the warmth. You want to feel